right now.
All right. Thank you, Tara.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, absolutely. Hi, is this NERLAP?
Yes, it is.
Hi, my name is Chris. I'm one of the pricing directors in the area. How's your day going thus far?
It's going good, Chris. How's yours?
Not too bad, actually. Very good. We're at the end of the week, so I'm happy for that. We got weekends off, which is good. well, I don't think for you, right? You're doing plumbing, so you're kind of needed all the time in case people have emergencies and so forth. So I had a little bit different for you.
Well, with your help, hopefully I'm more needed.
Oh, absolutely, most definitely. Yeah, I mean, the funny thing is I had experience where I had a plumbing issue. I bought a home in May, last May, so it's going to be a year. And if it were for the plumber, I don't know what I would do. It was crazy. So they replaced the whole piping and everything before I bought the home, and we made the homeowner pay for it too. We're like the previous homeowner, so before we closed. So that was good. Yeah, absolutely. But guess what? I Googled them. So that's that's what we're gonna do for you. So all right, so let me just ask you a few questions here, and then we'll get to some pricing, and then we'll go from there. So the very first thing I want to establish before we get into any pricing is establish who we are. So we're a premier Google partner. We've actually been in business for 21 years, and we've been a partner of Google for 10 years. So what that means for you is, you get what you pay for is you get professional work. And Google will not call you the general public. It's actually hard to get a hold of Google. I don't know if you try to get a hold of Google yourself, but it's very tough to get through. So no, for sure. So with us being a partner with them, we have access to their back office and their reps, and we can get things done adequately and efficiently. So I'm sending you over that partnership batch via text message. Are you able to receive text message on this phone?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. All right, so I send that over to you. You can open it up and see who we are. I see you have a website, which is good. I like that website. And then let me see. As far as your Google business profile, looks like you made one, right? Looks like you have one, but it's just not optimized. Did you just create this recently, or have you been having one for a while?
Yeah, so got verified about 2 days ago.
Okay, I see that.
It's just not converting over.
Got it. Okay. And did you do this yourself? Did you do the verification for the video and all that good stuff?
Yeah, the verification I did myself. The website that was handled through the parent company.
A parent company of yours?
No, there's other locations.
Gotcha. Are you guys like a franchise?
Licensee.
Got it. But you're able to do your own marketing, correct?
Yes, I am able to, yeah.
Okay, perfect. That's all we need to know. Because sometimes when it's a franchise and they have just one marketing agency that does everything for them. So they're very leery about that. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So what we can do for your business is, once again, go into your Google business profile and have that being programmed. So we'll go in there for the keywords and then get you found as a top recommended option. You got companies like Accu, or Accu, I don't know how you pronounce that, plumbing, B&L Plumbing Services, Quorum, Billy Fry, the plumbing guy. Bill Fry, the plumbing guy. That's hilarious. Oh, my goodness. These names, these people are funny. We've got Benjamin Plumbing. Oh, my goodness. Pier Point. Anyhow, so you know those businesses in the area, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, so we would definitely need to get your company programs here coming up as a top recommended option. So we'll be able to do that for you. Are you only doing plumbing? That's it? Nothing else as far as services? Let me check out your website. Water heaters, installation, repair, install, drainage, emergency plumbing. Okay, got it. So that's plumbing. It's pretty much it, right? Okay.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. And then do you have any other platforms that I'm missing that you have online for the business?
I think there's some social media as well.
Okay.
You know, and that's just from the people that have been helping me out with that stuff from the parent company.
Okay, gotcha. Let me check. Let me do a deep dive on what you have for your online presence. The number that we're on, it looks like it's a different number that you have on your website, right? Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that number is going to be for the company.
Right, and this is your cell phone, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I see you have a couple other things online. All right, cool. So basically, our pricing is very straightforward to be able to get you optimized and programmed for all the keywords. We would also put you on any missing platforms that you have. So Google has an algorithm, as you could know, right? And basically what they do is they index the different platforms that you have to make sure you have consistent and accurate information across the internet. That's going to help you with ranking, and that's going to help you to get you a better spot on that first page. One of the things I highly recommend, if we do the programming for you, is for you to start receiving some reviews. So those reviews will be really, really good for you, so that way you could draw more attention to your listing, right? So that's just going to be key. And then we will put you on other platforms that are missing, because we'll get you on Apple Maps, Amazon Alexa, Google Home, Siri for the voice-activated searches, Bing, I don't see you have a listing there. I think you have a Facebook. You got that going on. I think you have a Yelp as well. Thumbtack, you got that. Okay. So you do have a few missing links, but that's no problem. We could definitely build those for you. So for something like this, you're looking at $398 to start, and then $299 every month after that. So it's a month-to-month service. There's no long-term contracts here. Basically, you got to see the results from what we're generating for you to see the return on investment. So, but the most important thing is for you to come up as a top recommended option. That's the key, right? Because having a Google Business Profile, yeah, having a website, that's all good. But if it's not being visible, you're not drawing any consumers or customers to it, and it's just kind of, like I said, it's the billboard in the middle of the desert. It's really not doing you any good or any justice, right?
Yep.
So the number one thing is getting the programming done.
Yep, I absolutely agree.
Agreed. So is that something you want to get started for your business to kind of see how it works for you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So I just want to verify a couple of things here so we can get things started for you. One of the things that we're going to do for your – I could see that your Google Business Profile is created – the good thing is that you don't have an address there, because we don't want – you're a mobile business, meaning you're going to the customer. People are not going to you. So that's good. But we do got to verify a couple things. And then I looked at your website here in the contact section. You don't have an email there. Oh, you do. Okay. Is it hello@100kansasmo.com. Is that a good email for the business or no?
Yeah, that's the domain. I've been told any messages sent there would be forwarded to my email.
Oh, let's try it.
Kind of like masking mine.
Yeah, oh, I'm gonna send you an email right now. All right. Let's
All right.
Yeah. So it's coming from me, Chris Hernandez. It says Google Partner, and the body says testing, just to test it out. So I just sent it over to you. Should be in your inbox, or maybe even, since we haven't had any correspondence, might be in your junk mail for some reason. It happens. So we'll test it out. If not, we can always change it to whatever email you want.
Okay, let me log in.
Mm-hmm. And is your name spelled N-U-R-L-A or L-U-P-P? Is that correct?
No, it's N-I-R-L-E-P.
Oh. N-I-R-L-E-P. NERLAB. You pronounce it NERLAB, right?
Yeah, NERLAB.
NERLAB. Okay, gotcha. So N-I-R-L-E-P. I just want to make sure. Tara had it misspelled, but it's okay. You know, it's okay. And then what, for account purposes, what's your last name?
It's going to be Banga. That's spelled B-A-N-G-A.
Gotcha. So B-A-N-G-A. Got it. And were you able to get that email by chance? Or? Oh, you know what? It says address not found. Interesting.
Address not found. Okay.
Yeah, we can go with another email, so that's not working for now. What's another? It could be a personal one, too. We're not going to showcase the email. It's just for account purposes, really.
Yeah, so the personal is going to be narnarbanga at Gmail.
Got it. Okay. Narnar. That's cool. All right.
Yep.
All right, so I got that there. And then, let's see. Oh, goodness, you have an Angie's List. You're on there. Okay, cool. All right. And is the... Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, because, I wasn't getting a lot of, wasn't getting anybody reaching out, so I needed to get on some kind of lead generation.
Yeah, most definitely. No, I hear you. Once you get Google going, you'll be more than happy with the how it's going to work for you. I mean, right now the only issue is that you're not being optimized, so you're not coming up as a top recommended option. So you have a listing, but it's not drawing any new customers. But another thing I highly recommend, and I promise you, this is going to be a game changer for you, is get reviews. You know, if it's past clients, friends, family, anybody that you've done jobs for, they leave the reviews on Google, that's going to be a game changer. So we're going to give you a link. You can text over to them, and they'll give you that review. It'll be directly on your Google Business profile as well. So, but once you get this going and you come up as a top recommended option, you know, what Home Advisors does is brilliant, actually. They actually buy a listing on Google, and then they sell the leads to you and your competitors. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with it, but once you get the Google Business programming, the profile, you should be good to go on there. Okay. So, let me just ask you a few questions here. So as far as, like, keywords, so basically anything that's on your website would be something that we can get you found for. So, you know, 24/7 emergency plumbing, drains, so drain cleaning, all that, right? Water heater installations and repair. Let's see, what other, like, are you guys doing full repiping, home additions and all that good stuff, like everything that has to do with plumbing?
Yep, anything that's residential.
Okay, gotcha. No commercial.
No, not right now.
Okay, no worries. So we'll the good things about our Google Analytics is we're going to be able to see how people are searching in the area, so we're not going to double guess. We're going to know exactly how that works. So we'll do that for you. And then as far as the service area, like how far, I know Terry put here in the notes, but I just want to confirm with you. She did put here that you're able to travel a little bit more for clients, but what would be a safe assumption to kind of go off of radius?
Yeah, so from the Kansas City area, 40, 50 miles.
Okay. Got it. All right, so we'll do that. So, 40, 50 miles, and you guys are licensed and insured. Can you see that? Okay. All right, we'll do 50 miles radius. All right. Now, as far as us contacting you, do you prefer being contacted via, like, the email, text message, phone calls? What works best for you?
Text message would be great.
Text message. Okay. Yeah, right? I love that. Okay.
Yeah.
No, me too. Sometimes it's like I tell my clients, hey, I've been here for 7 years, so I tell them, hey, if you can call me at any time, but if you send me a text message, I get them as quickly as you. Sometimes I'm on the phone, not able to return the call ASAP, so I just text them back and get them squared away as soon as I'm done with the phone. So we'll do that. Google Business Profile, you do have one already. Good. We'll put in the link here for the technician. We're also going to do what's called an onboarding call. This is one of our certified Google techs. And what they're going to do is they're going to go in there and they are obviously going to cross the T's, dot the I's, make sure that you're being optimized the way that you want to be optimized, and kind of go from there as well. So existing Facebook, you do, got that. Website, you have one, so I'll put the link here for your website. Okay, cool. Got that there. And do you speak any other languages besides English, like Spanish? The system's asking me, so.
So I personally do, but my employee does not. So
okay, okay. English. Okay. English. No worries. So we can we'll notate that here. It's just Google will ask us. That's all. Okay. And got that. And the hours of operation on your Google Business profile are pretty safe to say that they're pretty good. Like you have 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday and Sunday closed. Is that accurate?
Yes, that's accurate.
Okay, cool. We'll leave it that way. So we'll post that in all the other platforms as well, so they know your hours of operation. Okay. Residential. Okay. All right. Well, it seems that I got a lot of this information here for our technicians to do, you know, a proper onboarding call, and then obviously get you the keyword programming as well. So one of the things I wanted to look at is the calendar onboarding to see what time you're available and they're available as well. It's a very short phone call. It should be anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes. I'll take a look at that here in the next few minutes. We also read what's called the 90-second voice verification. This verification is just across the T's, dot the I's, and then we send all your invoices as well via email and text message. You're going to get everything that we're doing for you here. So I do have you at a price point of $398 and then $299 every month after that. Once again, there's no long-term contracts. Once, but you got to see the results in order for this to work. So that way we're not asking for a contract or anything like that with, you know, like I think HomeAdvisor did that, or don't they, or Angie's, right? They get you into a contract?
Yeah, I think they might, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, just throwing it out there. This is completely different. That's Google, any Google services are not, you know, they don't ask you for anything like that. So just want to kind of put it out there as well. And then, so I got this here. Let me just put the notes. Tara, Chris. Okay. All right. So I got everything locked in here for the most part. Now, in order to start the programming and get everything secured for the first initial investment, what would you like to use, a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express? What works for your business?
The American Express will work.
Okay, gotcha. So we'll enter that into the system, and then once again, once everything's processed, we have to send in your invoice. Oh, another cool thing that I want to let you know is, I don't know if you have an iPhone or an Android. What do you use?
It's an iPhone.
iPhone, okay. So you can actually go onto the app and download our app. So if you type in Local Splash, everything that we're doing for you as far as the leads, wherever the leads coming from Google, you know, any other platform, you're going to be able to track on the app too. So it's super, super convenient and super neat how that works. So that's going to be awesome. So whenever you get a chance, you can download that as well. Okay, so I'm ready here for the card number. I'll enter it to the system and repeat it to you for accuracy, and then we'll send out your invoice and read this 90-second voice verification as well.
Okay. Just 1 minute.
Yeah, take your time.
It's going to be 3715.
Okay.
0839.
Okay.
3465037.
Gotcha. All right. And, okay, I'll repeat it to you. It seems kind of short. Maybe I got something wrong. But I got 3715, 0839, 3465, 037.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. And expiration month and year?
Month is 05 and year 29.
Gotcha. And there's a security code on the back of the card.
5910.
5910. Gotcha. Okay. Now, it we do ask you also for a security question. So when we call you, you know, with us, you get to choose from the security options or the security question options. You can choose from your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What works for you?
The city I was born in.
Okay. What city were you born in?
San Diego.
San Diego. No way. Okay, awesome. Like California, San Diego, right?
Yeah, that one.
Gotcha. Okay, what brought you to Missouri?
Well, I was an infant when my parents left.
Oh, okay.
I don't even remember how it looks like.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, gotcha. Well, I will tell you one thing. Your parents did the right thing 100%. So, all the Google partners, we're all located in California. So anybody that calls you from Google or partners, they have to be in California. But I will tell you one thing. It's ridiculous. I can't stand it. The weather's amazing, but oh my goodness, the taxes and everything, and just it's crazy.
Yeah.
So being out there in Missouri, it's, oh goodness gracious, night and day. I had a really good, friend that just moved to the Ozarks, like the Ozark area, and she loves it. Oh goodness, it's like night and day. So it's completely different than out here in California. So the only thing you pay for is really the weather, but that's it. Just well, all right. So
The weather can be pretty cold over here.
Yeah, but I mean there's nothing that you know air conditioning cannot fix, like you put a heater, know what I mean? So, but if you have to pay taxes, we got gas tax and like tax, oh goodness gracious, it's ridiculous. But I mean, it is what it is. So, all right. So we'll put that. So when we call you, it's us, calling you from, from Local Splash, and everybody should know your username and password here, okay? So I'm going to read what's called this 90-second voice certification. This is just across the T's and dot the I's. If there's anything that you don't understand or, you need me to repeat, let me know and say, hey, Chris, can you repeat that to me? And we'll go from there, okay? So it does say, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. The call is recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Okay, name of the business is 100% Plumbing, Kansas City, M.O., LLC.
Okay, thank you. Can you please state your name and the title within the business?
Nerlet Bonga, owner.
Okay, thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, and are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Okay, now it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, emails, or text messages from Local Splash when necessary?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may get calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So with that being said, you know, we did provide your security question and answer. So the city you were born in, San Diego, everybody in the company should know that. If you get a call from someone that doesn't sound right or you're suspicious, you can always ask, hey, if this is Local Splash, what's my security question and answer? The only people that have access to that is everybody working for Local Splash, okay? So just wanted to throw it out there. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Okay, what this is saying basically, just all clarify for you, is we're going to do everything for you as far as, you know, getting you your ranking everything on Google. But if another company calls you and they, you know, they're offering you something that we're going to do, just let us know so that way you're not paying for something that we're doing already for you. Okay. So just throw it out there. And, you know, you're already Google verified, which is good. So your payment for the initial account setup will be charged today. And it's the amount of $398, and then every month after that would be $299. So it's, once again, you can discontinue your agreement at any time by calling client support. You know, all we do ask is for you to speak to a live representative, and then we'll get you taken care of as well. I'm looking at the client onboarding call now, the schedule. For some reason too, like the payment is like it didn't go through. I don't know why. Let me just double check. Is it going to the same address, the 601 Northeast Tudor Road? Oh, okay. What address?
No. So the zip is going to be different. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. So what? Maybe that's what it is. What's the billing address of this card?
Billing address is 169 Londonderry Road.
I'm sorry.
It's going to be spelled LONDONDERRY, and then Road.
Gotcha.
And it's in Goose Creek, South Carolina.
Goose Creek. Okay. Goose Creek.
And the zip is 29445.
29445. Got it. That's what it was. It's like, okay. It was giving me an error message just for some reason. So I'll address that, and then I'll put here the city you were born in is going to be San Diego. Beautiful city, by the way. I mean, I love San Diego. It's amazing, but it's just ridiculous. It's just California in general. San Diego.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. Yeah, I just took a trip to Rosarito. That's like Baja California across the border. For Valentine's Day, me and my wife went out there, and it's great. Great food, everything else is great, but it's just, you know, just for the weekend, not just
great
day.
To visit.
Yeah,
yeah.
Great to visit, not to live. I'll tell you that the Rosarito area was nice, but you know, if you go to like the border and kind of central Tijuana, it's just, you know, oh goodness. We're very blessed to be here.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So, all right. Okay. All right. So I did process through. Were you able to get your invoice? Did you get your welcome? You should have got your welcome email invoice and all that good stuff. I heard a little zip. There you go. I think you got that.
Yeah, I saw the no reply Google email.
Cool. Gotcha. So we sent you that, and then you also have a welcome letter and an invoice. Like, you should receive that as well. It says Local Splash initial invoice. So you should have received that, both via email or text message.
Yeah, in the email, I just seen the no reply one. I'll check the text.
Yeah, okay. I'll resend it again as well, just to make sure you got them. That's just everything that we're going to be able to do for you. So I'll send that again via text. Local Smosh invoice.
Okay, yeah, I got the text for Splash, yeah.
Perfect. Okay, that's really good. Okay. So with that being said, I'm also looking at the client onboarding call. We've been super slammed too. It's crazy. We get super busy with right now that it's summer, just getting everybody onboarded. But let me just look at what time works for you and the technician. Okay. So right now it's 3:07. Okay. So I don't got any listings or not listings. I don't got any client onboarding calls until Monday, if that's okay with you. I got one at 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 12 noon. What would work for you best on Monday for the onboarding call? It's a quick 30-minute phone call.
12 p.m. would be good.
12 p.m.? Okay, gotcha. I'm also going to send this via email, right, so that way you have, like, a reminder that it's just a quick onboarding call with one of our certified Google techs. And then once you get that onboarding call, we're gonna get all the programming done for you, okay? Basically, it's just across the T's, dot the I's, and they're going to do their homework before they call you, look at the back office to see what's trending as far as keywords. So we're not going to guess how people are searching. We're going to know, and the areas that people are searching from as well, okay? Just kind of want to throw it out there as well. Let me just look it up real quick. All right, got that here, and I'm sending that here.
Yeah, I got the invoice.
Okay, cool.
Do you need my signature?
Well, to activate your dashboard, you can type in your first and last name. That's just to activate your dashboard. Oh, and then also, when you get a chance, download the app as well. So when the technician calls you, they'll be able to show you how to use both those things. So that's just one thing. That way, you can track everything that we're doing for you, and you keep us accountable. So, yeah, so type in your first and last name. We'll get that activated for you. So I'm also sending you this email reminder for Monday at 12 noon. One of the things, if anything changes, you can always call me and text message me. I'll send you my direct contact information right now, and then we can always reschedule, for any time, that you like. So that it's not set in stone. I just want to let you know. So I'm sending you that. I sent you the email, and I'm sending you right now my direct contact information. My name is Chris Hernandez, so everybody knows me here. I've been here for about 7 years. So there you go. It should be in your text message. But everything's good to go. We're all set. I put as many notes as possible here for your account. Once again, the technician's going to do all the homework before they call you. Cross the T's and dot the I's for the onboarding call, and then we're on to take off. Start getting calls from Google. Okay.
Sounds good. So I'm trying to get in local Splash, and I'm sure I need to make an account, but it's not saying how. Like, it's not. There's no like create an account button.
Right. So did you download the app? Right. So you're going to receive your username and password when you get onboarded on Monday. Technician will provide that for you.
Oh. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. So as long as you're on that page and you have the app ready, they'll give you your credentials of how to log in. Meanwhile, what I'll do is I'll send you a YouTube video of how to do that and check it out so you can kind of get familiarized with it. But the technician will go over that with you. So I just sent you, it says, please click here to watch a YouTube video and you'll be able to see how that works for you. Okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you. We'll definitely be in contact and have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday to get everything done, okay?
All right, you have a good weekend as well. It was nice talking to you.
You as well. Have a good rest of your day.
Bye. Bye-bye.